It's one of the most important numbers in your life and one of the most valuable to thieves, your Social Security number. For years, the government has been trying to stop the theft of Social Security numbers, but the Bush administration says fixing the problem has taken on new importance as a way to stop terrorists. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
You can get pretty far in this country if you can get hold of a Social Security number. The September 11th hijackers knew that. They made up numbers and used them to set up bank accounts and get driver's licenses. That's one reason why the Treasury Department wants banks to be much more careful about checking the IDs of account holders. David Aufhauser, general counsel for Treasury, says that means banks are now supposed to ask customers for proof that their Social Security number and other information is valid.
It will not happen without the consent of the account opener. And if someone fails to give that consent, it certainly is a red flag that you probably should not be doing business with this fellow.
This modest proposal is actually pretty ambitious. The Social Security Administration will now have to devise a system for verifying account numbers. Right now, it's pretty easy to steal or make up a bogus Social Security number. Only employers and motor vehicle departments are able to check numbers with the Social Security Administration. And that's one of the biggest needs out there today, according to Social Security's Inspector General Jim Hughes.
To obligate the cross-verification of these numbers by all of these entities so that the bad numbers, the anomalies, are weeded out and turned over to all the appropriate levels of law enforcement that deal with them. Unless we do that, I don't think we'll ever have any stability in the system.
Better verification is one way to stop terrorists from setting up bank accounts and getting driver's licenses, but there's another approach, making sure that these numbers are harder to find and harder to steal. California State Senator Deborah Bowen came up with legislation to help fight the casual way these critical numbers are dealt with.
Yeah, when I was in law school at University of Virginia, everyone's grades were posted by Social Security number on a board.
Because of Bowen's legislation, California state law now says Social Security numbers may not be openly displayed on things like health forms, bank account records, or anything sent in the mail.
Many of the stories of victimization that we hear are really basic things like somebody in a doctor's office took a bunch of numbers, somebody who works in a pharmacy, and those people simply won't have access to the number in the same way.
Social Security numbers are targets for fraud artists because they're so easy to find and fake, but so are lots of other identifiers.
Well, the birth certificates are an extreme problem, to tell you the truth.
Linda Lewis of the American Association of Motor Vehicles Administrators says her members wrestle constantly with different standards used for birth certificates all over the country. Some look like quaint souvenirs of a happy event, not like sensitive ID documents.
The state registrars usually will use some type of security feature, either seals on the paper. They'll have some kind of security feature. However, there are over 7,000 local registrars that also issue birth certificates, and those don't quite follow up or stand up to the same standards as the state registrars.
DMVs are pushing uniform standards for all these documents, but until that happens, they continue to rely on one of the few numbers that never changes, and it's issued by one central authority, the Social Security number.
We've moved away from having the Social Security number shown on the face of the driver's license because of privacy concerns and ID theft kinds of concerns. But the use of the SSN, I mean, is something that will not go away.
All these documents and identifiers are part of a larger security web. A Social Security number can help get you a license, and a license can help get you through an airport checkpoint or into a public building. That means government can try to make Social Security numbers and other information more secure, but that only ends up making them more valuable and more useful to thieves and terrorists. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.